This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Since the Great Recession of 2008 and the housing market crash, fewer Americans are able to purchase a home. And a new report from the Pew Charitable Trust finds that since then, many families have become rent-burdened and are struggling to pay the bills. Erin Currier is the director of Pew's Financial Security and Mobility Project, and she's here to talk about the study. Erin Currier, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
First off, what does rent burden mean?
Rent burden is measured as anybody who's spending 30% or more of their household's gross income just on rent. And severe rent burden is when you're spending 50% or more of your income on rent.
What can being rent burdened lead to?
Well, rent-burdened households are financially insecure in other ways, as you can imagine. Nearly two-thirds have less than $400 cash held in a bank account, and the typical rent-burdened household has less than $10 in savings. Compare that to the typical homeowner who has $7,000 in savings. And our research shows that households that were rent-burdened for at least a year were less likely to transition to home ownership than those that never experienced being rent-burdened.
Your report also shows that wages have been largely flat for some time.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, we actually did this report because a few years ago we analyzed expenditures more broadly, and we could just see that over time, households were spending more and more in areas that we consider to be core needs: housing, transportation, food. And so if you look at broadly what creates financial security, what allows families to thrive, not just in the short term, but also in the long term, the data are very clear that a key element of that is being able to pay all of your bills, you know, and have a little bit of money left over to be able to weather financial shocks, things that they have to spend money on that they weren't prepared to spend money on. If you continue to have costs of housing or costs of transportation or costs of healthcare rise and rise and rise and not have increases in wages, inevitably families are just going to be more vulnerable.
And your report also found that more families of color are rent burdened than white families. Is the gap widening?
The gap is widening. In 2015, 46% of African American-led renter households were rent burdened, compared with about a third of white households. But what's really powerful in this research is that between 2001 and 2015, the gap between the share of white and African American households experiencing severe rent burden, so those are families paying more than half of their income towards rent, that gap grew by 66%. And this racial wealth gap, racial mobility gap, racial gap in financial security, this is something that our research has been seeing over and over and over again, you know, and widely reported in very good research by other organizations as well. In the particular case of rent burden, one item we note in the report is that on average, African American-led households earn less money than do white households. They also pay, on average, higher rent than do white households. And so they're hit from both sides. And that's definitely contributing to this gap between whites and African Americans in terms of who's severely rent burdened.
Was there anything in the research that surprised you?
Well, I think while it's not completely surprising, a very troubling finding from this report is just how financially fragile rent-burdened households are. When you look at the data and see that 64% of rent-burdened households have less than $400 in savings, and that about half of rent-burdened African American households have no cash assets at all, it really underscores that this is part of a bigger problem of families not having enough money to actually put aside some money into savings and pay for all of their necessary expenses each month. And that leaves them in a really vulnerable and precarious place.
Erin Currier is with Pew Charitable Trusts. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.